In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear fathers, dear seminarians, dear friends, confirmation and probably a number of the parents here, or perhaps a greater than normal concentration of parents of those being confirmed. And I will speak, I think, mainly to the parents. Children are not a toy, are not toys. In today's culture, in today's society, in today's madness, worse and worse, day by day, madness, the wife is a toy for the husband is a toy for the wife, and the children are toys for the parents. Everything is fun. This is, if a Catholic has two grains of faith, and if he stops for 2 moments to think, which some Catholics don't, but if a Catholic stops for 2 moments to think, it's obvious how false that is. This life is enormously serious. It's as serious as eternity is long, and eternity never finishes. Therefore, the seriousness of life is literally infinite. Upon this little life depends an eternity. For me, and for my wife, or my husband, and for my children. Every time husband and wife decide to have a child, obviously they know this child is going to have free will. It's going to grow up, and when it grows up, it's going to make its own choices. Therefore, obviously, there's a limit to the responsibility of the parents. The parents may bring up a child very well, and the child may still go wrong. The parents can bring up children badly, and the children can go right. Therefore, the responsibility of the parents is not unlimited. It's limited by the free will of the children. But how children will use their free will when they grow up depends to a considerable extent upon how they've been formed as children. And the responsibility upon parents is therefore very great. And obviously, when each of us goes in front of his maker, as we will, when we die, of parents, the Lord God is going to ask, what did you do with those children I gave you? I gave you those children. You put together the body, but I infused the soul. And without the soul, the body would have come to nothing. The bodily elements would have come to nothing. It's the soul that made the child live, and the soul came from me. This soul was mine. These souls are mine. What did you do with them? I entrusted these children to you. How did you look after them? It's not as though parents alone have that responsibility. God knows the responsibility of priests and of bishops. We, all of us, are responsible, one for another, according to the ties and bonds that God has wanted for us in this life. Children are not toys. Eternity is for real. My children are going to go into eternity. How will they go into eternity? It may be 40, 50, 60, obviously 70 years from now. My children will separate, they will leave the nest, they will fly away. But how well will they have been prepared to fly? What will they believe in? What will they take seriously? What will they put first in life? By the time they fly, are they going to have a strong faith? Are they going to put eternity first? Or are they going to enjoy? Was the Catholic religion also a toy? Something to play with? A pretty little dress? A nice little ceremony? Which made us all feel good? Just like Sunday morning Mass made us feel good? And then we went home and we lived just like everybody else. Today's world is wicked. The world is going mad. It exerts fierce pressures upon all of us. It exerts bad pressures upon the family. The family is surrounded, like surrounded by sharks. Devils waiting to tear the family to pieces, just like the priest is surrounded by devils waiting to tear his priesthood to pieces, or deflect it, or corrupt it, or dilute it. It is not as though parents are the only, obviously, each of us has his own responsibilities. The world is bad. No mistake. But, believe it or not, wisely taken by a Catholic who thinks and believes, who uses his mind and doesn't just slop around with his heart, love, love, love. For a Catholic who will use his mind and will think, this appalling situation around us can be a blessing. It can drive us into the arms of God. It can drive us towards our religion and not away from it. It's designed to drive us away from it, but if we react correctly, then in order to stand up to these forces, we're going to have to fasten hold of God stronger than ever. And that's how a wise Catholic will take and use this crisis. Parents can say to themselves, what can I do for my children? How can I protect my children today? What are they going to... It can be done. It's false that there must be a clash and or tension between the generations. It's not natural for the children to be fighting against their parents or for the parents to be neglecting their children. It's not natural. But it takes thinking and believing. It takes a belief in eternity. A belief, therefore, in the seriousness of life for every single one of us. A belief in the grave responsibility of parents. Plus a belief in the goodness of God. If God has allowed this situation to arise, he has good reason. And one of those reasons is that this situation, wisely used, will much serve souls for them to obtain a much more beautiful heaven than otherwise. But the price is, I must take my religion seriously, and I must give to my children the example of taking my religion seriously. There's no other way of getting to heaven than by the Catholic religion. With confirmation this morning, we are obviously not playing games. I'm sure there are very few of you that think we are playing games. But how many of you are thinking of eternity? and thinking of your children's souls. There are all kinds of practical pieces of advice that one might wish to give to parents. The art of parenting, such as the crisis today, the art of parenting is getting lost. The family under the hammer blows of the enemies of our Lord, who know exactly what they're doing and want to destroy the family, because they want to destroy children of God, because they want to make them into children of the Antichrist, the sheeple of the Antichrist. And they know exactly what they're doing. There are wicked people. There is wickedness. Not everything is nice. Not everything is sweet. Not everybody is love, love, love. Or if they are, it's a poisonous love, love, love. Then parents must think and often go back to previous generations. Go and ask grandfather, grandmother how to bring up children. Previous generations were wiser in this. The art of parenting is going lost, gate forlorn. It needn't be. It can be recovered. It can be pulled back. And Catholics will have to pull it back. But they won't ask the modern world how to look after children. The modern world is mad. In anything that's important, it's crazy and sick. In all of the little things, the material things, of course, is brilliant. But those are completely unimportant for eternity. And they are a huge distraction. Parents, get those electric machines out of the home. Get that television set out of the home and away from your children. Let there be in the home real people and real contact between people, not contact with machines. Machines can't form people. You can't bring up children with machines. And that's one simple and practical piece of advice. Take time with children. Love, when it comes to loving children, love is spelt T-I-M-E. This stuff about quality time are typical modern weasel words. Children couldn't care less about quality time. They will judge how much they are cared for by how much time is spent on them. And when they see dad spending so much time watching miserable sport on that miserable machine and so little time with them, what do you think the child concludes? I'm unimportant. Sport is important and I'm not important to my father. It's not possible for the seminary here to set up a school. The seminary has its hands more than full preparing tomorrow's priests. If we could set up a school, maybe we would, but we can't. Watch out for the school that your children go to. Watch over them. Watch over your children. Take human care and take time with your children. Listen to your children. Many children today have no adults that listen to them, and that's why they turn to one another. And that's why peer pressure is so strong, because children are the only human beings that will listen to one another. That's how it turns out today. That's how it's happening today. It's a human disaster for the children because they can't advise one another. It's surprising in a way, perhaps, how much they can, or it's not surprising how much they try to do for one another, because there is such a huge gap, because the parents are not looking after their children. The parents are too busy running after money, running after an extra income, running up. The situation is designed for that. The income tax is often designed to drive the mother out of the home. They know what they're doing, those enemies of our Lord. Alas, the enemies of our Lord often know more what they're doing, what they're after, where they're going, or what they want to achieve than the friends of our Lord know. Because Catholics won't think. They just want to drift like everybody else, except for a nice little couple of hours on Sunday morning, because it makes them feel good. They're hardly different from the rest of the poor world. And that's why their children go the same way as the rest of the world. How many Catholic parents, how many priests who in our mass centers watch children who are pious, who are brought up piously in a pious family apparently, and then when they reach a certain age, forget about religion. When they get into their teens or whatever, off they go and they discard religion as soon as they can. What happened? What went wrong? Were parents giving the example of caring about, firstly, about the things of God, of caring firstly about eternity? Or was the Catholic faith and was the religion something coming not in first place, coming third or fourth place? Oh, we pulled it along with the rest of the train, sure, but it was only the third or fourth carriage. Today, confirmation, a sacrament, giving a grace that none of the other sacraments can give, otherwise it wouldn't exist. Each of the seven sacraments gives something that the others don't, otherwise there wouldn't be seven. And you, dear parents, you have brought your children because you do want them to receive the grace of the sacrament. How many children stop learning catechism after they've received confirmation? How many parents think just so long as they pass the little exams to get confirmed, that's it, they're then protected from then on because they've got the grace of the sacrament? I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. Our Lord is not El Cheapo. Our Lord does not work on an El Cheapo basis. Our Lord is El Expensivo. Our Lord costs, because eternity, a heaven, an eternity of heaven, is extremely precious. It's a pearl, it is the pearl of great price, and we must lay ourselves out, we must make a serious effort in this little life to obtain it. And I must make a serious effort to make sure that my children, to do all I can, to make sure that my children will attain it. I cannot sit back and rely on it to happen all by itself. I cannot sit back. That's what was happening in the 1950s. How many parents who just passed their children off to the priests and the nuns and said, religion, that's the priests and the nuns' business. I don't need to bother about it. You know what happened? The priests and the nuns went mad with Vatican II. And before the parents were even, before the parents realized, because they were asleep at the switch, how many parents lost their children to the new religion? And the children lost their faith. And then the parents woke up and it was too late. The whole of the Catholic Church has gone through the ringer once in the 1960s.
Are we learning our lesson or not? Or are we just falling back into those nice, comfortable habits of the 1950s? They were nice and comfortable. They led straight to hell. For many, many Catholics, all too many, not all, but for all too many, some Catholics woke up. They were woken up by the appalling crisis. And they thanked that crisis for waking them up. Same today. This terrible situation, so difficult for families, so difficult for the faith, so difficult, let's say, for my children to persevere, if I take the right means, it will make myself and my children better servants of God and will make us more sure of a happy eternity than if this crisis had never been. These appalling circumstances of today can be wisely used. St. Paul said, all things cooperate together for good to those that love God. How much do you and I love God? Where does he really figure on our top 20? Oh, of course, in theory, he's number one, number one, number one. In practice, today is a day of grace, a day of the grace of the sacrament of confirmation, which will stamp the souls of the children, the youngsters, the adults maybe. It will stamp them with a stamp for eternity. Upon the soul for eternity, upon the spiritual soul, will be a spiritual mark, a seal of strength. Even in hell, that seal will still be there. And in hell, the souls that have been confirmed will jeer at one another. You had the grace of confirmation. You received that help to get to eternity, and now you're into heaven, and now you're here down below with the rest of us. And how many Catholics today who have been confirmed, who have been validly confirmed, falling into hell with that seal upon their souls? Of course, dear parents, pray the rosary at home. Throw out those machines, video games, Nintendo games, the television, and the internet. Keep the internet. You must have the internet at home. Keep it absolutely under lock and key. It's much too dangerous, especially for growing children. The dangers are obvious. But how many parents don't care? Oh, my child is free. Oh, my child must make his own decisions. No. Up to the age of 18 at least, as long as the child is under your roof, you have many of the decisions to take because they are your responsibility. In all of the problems, obviously, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary in the home. It has an enormous power, the family rosary, to protect the children. If the prayer life in the home is strong enough, the children will go out and the darts and weapons of the devil will bounce off as long as the child is fortified enough from within, from the home. The home has an enormous power if it will take it. If it lets it go, then of course the world will snap up these children and swallow them down. It has so many ways of doing it today. But if the home will take the power that God gives to the home, if the home will pick up that power, the children can be from the home enormously protected against anything that the devil can throw at them outside. Especially the rosary and, of course, the protection of the Mother of God. In the old days, how many times have we heard of these Catholic mothers who were praying all the time, consistently with obviously looking after the home and looking after the children, but who were praying in their heart all the time for their children? and praying especially to the Mother of God that she protect them and guide them. When those children fly away, all their decisions are their own. And that's, of course, how it should be. That's how it's meant to be. What can the parents then do? Little except pray. Nothing, perhaps, little except pray. They should be, but it should be from well before the children leave home. And of course, if the Mother of God steps in, and if the Mother of God is brought in by ardent and humble prayer, she is stronger than the devil, uphill and down dale. She has him under her feet, but she needs us to ask her to step in. Dear friends, dear parents, make wise use of today's apparently difficult circumstances, but circumstances allowed by God, because even such circumstances can cooperate for good to those who do love God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.